You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Priorities are important. They say something about life, and they do something about life. Jesus Christ had his priorities straight. My will, he said, is to do the will of him that sent me. That route took him to a cross and into a tomb from which the stone was eventually rolled away. That tomb still discloses the vitally gracious priorities of God. He is too wise to expect of any of us that we shall solve all the problems of the world, not to speak about all the problems of our own personal lives. He does not operate on the principle, with man, nothing is impossible. He does resist the proud, and he does give grace to the humble. Jesus Christ knew what is in man, as the Apostle John said. He knows your doubts and hesitations. He's aware that your impulses turn out to be selfish more often than selfless. He knows how people press their own drive for success at any price, putting on the face of doing good for somebody else. Let us face it. People are not what they are cracked up to be. They do not live up to expectations, either their own or the expectations of a righteous God who cannot be fooled by pretense or even the pretensions of pride or piety. Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." What things? All the things people need or think they need. Jesus was talking about what we call the necessities of life. They're the things, Jesus said, pagan people are always concerned about. That's a hard statement. He puts the whole world on notice that people everywhere stand in the shadow of paganism. Much of what passes for religion is really paganism. People are offered in the most pious tones the suggestion that being religious will make you rich in things. The fact that you're becoming rich in things shows that you are religious. Jesus never promised that to anybody. He did promise people who believe in God, putting everything into his hands, that God will take care of everything, even while they suffer persecutions, privation, and all kinds of other indignities at the hands of people who try to make their lives miserable. Keep your priorities straight, said Jesus. The priority is God, with everyone and everything else taking second place to him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Priorities are important. They make the difference between success and failure, between life and death. They did that for Jesus, and they do that for everyone who follows him. The disciple is not above his master, Jesus reminded his disciples. To such as receive him, Jesus promises eternal life, real life, both here and now and there and then. Life where priorities are straight and where the heart of humanity is at peace. The life Jesus promises is the bread and butter along with the meat and potatoes of real life. Sins are forgiven by the grace of God for the sake of Christ, covering the multitude of sins by the magnificence of his forgiving love. Repent and believe this good news, Jesus kept telling people. It's the good news of God. It's the story of God's righteousness making its way into the world and working its way in the world. It is God reaching into the hearts of people and overwhelming them in his grace with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. It is putting off the tattered rags of your own righteousness, pitiful as that may be, in spite of all the intentions of humanity, and putting on the righteousness of God, a new garment washed white in the blood of the Son of God and the Savior of the world. This is the kingdom, Jesus preached, the kingdom of God, where God himself is king, exercising his power by turning the hearts of people to himself, giving them a new reason for living, a new priority that transforms all of life. What is your top priority? What comes first in your life? What do you strive to be or achieve most of all? I've heard people say that their first priority is happiness. Some of them say, if only I could win a few $1 million in the lottery, I would even take $1 million. Others reply, I'd settle for 50,000, then I would be happy. There are all kinds of enticing allurements to draw people to this kind of thinking. If you examine them, you find that they all play on one priority, to make enough money to be happy. Surprisingly, God does not run down money. He does have some hard things to say about the love of money, which causes people to lose their sense of direction, to set up priorities that are bound to disappoint. Any life with getting as its first priority will eventually prove to the getter that somewhere along the line he lost his way. I heard about a man who is married to a beautiful wife, has two fine sons, a gorgeous home with a swimming pool, and other attractions which are often glorified in advertisements as essential to what is glibly called the good life. You would think that this man would be happy, but he still felt that something was missing, that life could be more exciting. Now he's running around with another woman, running his own life into the ground. Accumulating things, having success, can be a very deceptive business. There's nothing wrong with things, of course. Success in business or sports is certainly not a black mark against anyone. As anyone can see, however, success can become a steel trap, breaking life into 1,000 pieces when it becomes the highest priority in life, the only thing that really matters. With millions of dollars at stake, life can still be blown to smithereens for the most successful man by one simple fact. He did not have the right priorities. The eternal Son of the living God himself was altogether human. That's the truth of the gospel. He came not to dominate the world or even to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For that he died, and for that he rose again from the dead, the beginner and ender of faith in God. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, forgetting about the shame. And now he sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ knows what he's talking about. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. The highest priority of real life is to know God, to trust God, to love God, and to walk the way where God leads. It is taking whatever life brings with serene confidence in God. It is taking the bitter and letting God make it sweet. It is taking the good things of life God gives, keeping everything God gives in perspective with confident assurance that God always comes first. It's taking the right fork in the road where God wants you to go instead of all the other forks that often look so attractive but always turn out to be disappointing and eventually destructive. The righteousness of God is an active force in life. It turns people from their own way to God's way. Actually, it turns people away from themselves to God. That's the true meaning of what the Bible calls repentance. It's a change of mind and attitude, governing everything else in life. It's taking as a fact that God really loves you and he will never leave you or forsake you. It's his way of doing things, leading you to be a son or daughter in his family, to let his grace and power be the governing principle of your life. The gracious purpose of God becomes clear as his Son, Jesus Christ, the bearer of his grace and glory, becomes the first priority in your life, providing the guiding light which enables you to be a real human being, living a genuine life. The kingdom of heaven, said Jesus, is like a treasure hidden in a field. Someone comes along and kicks up that treasure, to his own great surprise. Immediately he recognizes its value and sells everything he has to buy that field. The treasure becomes the first priority. The treasure, let us not forget, is the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things? Everything you need, really need, from day to day, for life that is real and genuine. That includes not only food and clothing, a roof over your head, solid ground under your feet, good friends, faithful neighbors, good government, but everything else that makes life a blessing instead of a curse. In the kingdom of God, God is in control. What some may regard as a threat becomes a promise. It must be tried to be seen. Jesus Christ himself said, "If anyone does what I tell him to do, he will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or of man." Far from being restrictive, the control of God is ultimate freedom. It is being human, as God intended you to be, making decisions with a clear eye, not blurred or beclouded, with the cataracts of the world that prevent people from seeing things as they really are. It is being found of God when others are losing their way. It is finding comfort, even though the whole world should be moaning over its fate. It is having life, eternal life, in the midst of death. It is letting God be number one. God loves you more than you can possibly imagine, with an immense love that comes right out into the open in Jesus Christ. He died for all, that those who put their confidence in him henceforth do not live with all kinds of cockeyed priorities, but with faith in him who for their sakes died and rose again. Jesus gave his all for you. He gives you all joy when you put your all into his service. When God is number one, Jesus gives the orders. He tells us all, love one another. As I have loved you, love one another. Go the second mile. Speak the truth in love. Don't be afraid to show your love to others in your own family and in your own neighborhood. Don't be afraid. Love those who injure you. Pray for those who abuse you. Do good to those who do evil to you. I did not make this up. These are God's instructions, taken wholeheartedly by those who truly love him. Seek his kingdom. Even when you lose your way, God's beacon is shining brightly around you. God is for you. He's on your side. He wants you right next to him. He holds out his hand to you. The love of God is to be seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus is talking to you right now. The authority of God comes through in his humble words. Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. God is speaking to you. His word comes to you, his good word of invitation and promise. Run away if you feel you must, but let there be no mistake about it. God's word speaks to you. It summons you to faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. His Son urges upon you the top priority, the priority of all priorities. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will take care of itself. All of these things will be added unto you. Far from despising things, you will appreciate them more and more for what they are. Gifts from God, given to children whom he loves. God wants you to see for yourself that he's true and right altogether. The good news about him is truly good. It's all there in Jesus Christ. He is the good news of God. Come and see, says God, in his Son, Jesus Christ. In 1893, an engineer named George Ferris built the machine that bears his name, the Ferris wheel. When it was finished, he invited newspaper reporters to accompany him and his wife for the very first ride. It was a windy July day, and a stiff breeze struck the wheel with a great force as it slowly began its rotation. Despite the wind, the wheel kept turning flawlessly. After one complete revolution, Ferris called for the machine to be stopped so that he, his wife, and the one reporter who accepted his invitation could step out. Others had been invited but had refused. They did not want to take a chance on this newfangled thing called the Ferris wheel. One reporter believed it would work. The inventor knew it would work. It did, and it does, to the delight of children throughout the world today. Even the Ferris wheel can be dangerous without the safety straps that keep people from falling off. God has his own safety straps to keep people secure. They are his grace and power for all the world to see in his Son, Jesus, whom he sent to be the Savior of the world. He became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory today, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The power of that Son's word bears the promise and the invitation of God himself. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things you need, both ordinary and extraordinary, will be added unto you by the undeniable grace and glory of God. All can see in the face of the incomparable Son of God, Jesus Christ. He and his kingdom are the top priority. Amen.